I move around quite a bit, so if you can't see, just, you know, Taryn, just show me, move a bit back. It's such a privilege being here. Today, it's exactly 2 months that I've been in Durban. Such a honor to be here. I must say, I miss my family, Rondebosch family, a bit there, but Nikki is here today. We were in Rondebosch together, and we had some awesome times there. But I just want to honor you guys for receiving me, like, with open arms. It's been such a, I'm going to say, honor and privilege the whole time, so I mean it. I really mean it. It's been such a joy being received by you guys and just feeling at home. And I'm like, last week at Awaken, I was so proud to be in this family. I was like, wow, look at these girls. And I get to call them my church family. What a privilege. So thank you so much. And I want to honor Marnus and Janet. They took me into their home. They're feeding me. They're giving me a place to stay. They're really looking after me. And now I want to start crying. I won't. But really just what a thank you so much. And I can honor them. I've known them before they got engaged. Or I got to know them then. And they've been such pillars and such an example. And we can really follow you as you follow Christ. It's, for me, a privilege to be in your house and to learn from you and to be discipled by these awesome people. I was also just reminded how you gave up everything to come here. And God will bless you so much for that. Okay, good. We're talking about fighting the good fight. I did not design this slide. This is my beautiful friend in Cape Town that decided she wants to design my slide for me this morning. It's amazing to have awesome friends like that. When you look at this, I want you to feel encouraged. I feel God wants to give us an encouraging word this morning. I don't know where you are at. I don't know where you are with your walk with God or what you've done or how you're feeling this morning. But I feel that God is wanting to say to you this morning, fight the good fight. Now, I know sometimes for us as Christians, you know, we get a bit tired of fighting. You know, we're like, oh, yo, I have to do this again. This is really difficult. I have to, you know, walk in a straight line. I have to not listen to all these thoughts that wants to distract me from what God wants me to do. You know, I have to be a good person. I have to be a good husband for my wife. I have to be a good friend. All of that things, it gets a bit hard sometimes. And sometimes we get a bit discouraged. And sometimes it's really hard to stay in the right path. But this morning, I feel God is telling us, fight the good fight of faith. Now, where do we find this? The scripture is in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. And it says, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you have made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Now, this is Paul speaking to Timothy. Now, I like Timothy. I should probably not say this over the mic, but I'm going to. This morning I'm thinking, wow, this would be an awesome guy to marry, Timothy. You know, I don't know why I thought about it, and I don't know why I'm sharing it. But anyways, so Timothy was this guy. He was heading up this church, and he was a disciple of Paul. So Paul is writing him these letters to encourage him. There's stuff going on in the church. They're listening to false teachers and stuff. And Paul comes and he says, he ends off this letter to Timothy and he says, fight the good fight of faith. I can just see, you know, one guy saying it to another, fight the good fight of faith. He's like really encouraging this guy. And what I love about this is Timothy is a Christian. He calls him in the verse before that, he's like, man of God. He tells him, he starts the letter, my beloved child in the Lord. Like this, Timothy, he's faithful. He's fighting. But still, he needs this encouragement. Still, you know, Paul is telling him, fight. Don't stop. Now, this fight of faith can mean either to fight for your faith, like to believe in Christ. Or it can mean, you know, to keep on in the fight, to fight for eternal life. Does it make sense? Either way, it's about fighting this morning. Okay? Fighting is something that we do as Christians. When you gave your life to the Lord, I hope you realize that there's going to be a bit of fighting involved. that in this world there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of light. And we are walking in the light, and the darkness wants to come and throw us over. The enemy doesn't like us. I don't know if you didn't know that, Struan. He knows. You know? The enemy doesn't like us. He doesn't want us to come closer to Jesus. Okay? So just so that you know. If you're hearing those voices and stuff, you're not necessarily a bad person. The enemy doesn't want you to come closer to Jesus. Anyways, I'm talking too much on a total different topic. When I was looking at faith and fighting, there was another verse that I was reminded about. And I'm going to actually read this whole piece. Okay, so listen to this. It's in Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Okay, so you see it's a fight, right? If you didn't know, there it is. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me. And it goes forth like that. You know, when we read this passage, if you're here this morning and you're like, yo, what a lot of fighting. What a lot of armor. This sounds like hard work. Like there must be a helmet of salvation, you know, breastplate of righteousness. I have to put on this. I have to pick up the shield. You know, if you listen to this morning, you're like, this is hard. You know, then this word is for you, by the way. But when I was looking at this, I was reminded this week, I was reading to Rebecca and Brendan about David and Goliath. And David came to Saul, and Saul gave him armor to put on. I don't know if you've read that before. So now he's putting all this armor, and he's trying to walk with it, and it seems like he couldn't. Like, this stuff was too heavy. He's like, no, I haven't tested this. I can't wear this. No? And then what did David take? He took the staff that he had, that he worked with every day, and the sling that he had with him. And he went to Goliath. So I feel God is telling us this morning, why are you trying to put on all this stuff? You know, all this worldly stuff. You're trying so hard out of your own to fight this good fight. You're like, I have to be a good person. You know, I have to be obedient. I have to do this. I have to testify. You know, we're putting so much pressure on ourselves. We want to take all this heavy stuff and carry it and be a Christian like that. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with all of that stuff, but why are we trying to do this out of our own? Why are we trying to put this heavy stuff on us? And I feel God is asking, what do you have? What do you have? And what I believe we have, and this is what God wants to show us and want to reveal to us today, what we have is his Holy Spirit. Now, the last while, God's been starting to speak to me about the Holy Spirit like crazy, if we can say it like that. But just how we ignore the Holy Spirit. You know, there's Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they are three in one. It's like water, ice, and steam. It's the same thing, just in different ways. But the Holy Spirit, God says, he has given us the Holy Spirit. That is what we have. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. But even more profoundly like than that, you know, when Jesus died for us, he died for our sin, for our forgiveness. But what else? So that he can live in us. Jesus died, and he went away, and he said, you know what, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm sending you a helper. I'm sending you a helper to go and stay in you. God said, I'm coming, I'm staying in you. How profound is that? You're not alone anymore. I died so that I can come and stay in you. The King of the universe is saying, I'm staying in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Okay, if you don't believe me, I had a few scriptures here about that. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seeds remain in him. Okay, and you can also read the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. We say, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. Okay, but now, how does that, what does that have to do with fighting? Let's read. Galatians 5, verse 16 to 17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Now we read that, but we don't really understand it. So I want you to go to the next slide. Just to explain it a bit more, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust, the sinful desires of the flesh. For the flesh lust wars against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now, I don't know if you see what's happening here. The Spirit inside you wants to war against the flesh. What is the flesh? The enemy, the accusations coming against you, the things happening, the things that wants to pull you away from God. The Word of God says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Oh, by the way, that's the Holy Spirit. Whenever you see a capital S for Spirit in the Bible, it's the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit wants to war against the flesh. Against those accusations, those addictions, those things in your mind that you know that you have to fight all the time, those images. God is saying, I've placed the Holy Spirit in you to help you to fight. Okay? I want you to conquer. I want you to walk in this life. I've given you the Holy Spirit in you. And I just realized the last time I have not been aware of the Holy Spirit in me. You know, how do we walk in the Spirit? I know we always talk about it. I have to walk in the Spirit, you know, not in the flesh, you know. Don't think about those things. Think about the Spirit. And then I'm thinking, how does that look like? Have you ever wondered? You know, we're like, I'm walking in the Spirit. We pray, we will walk in the Spirit. But what does it look like? What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Simply, it means that we have communication with the Spirit, that we talk to the Spirit. This week at intercession, we had this picture, and I saw, you know, a lot of amazing meals. Now, it's like, wow, what an awesome meal to have. But then I felt God saying, all we want is the amazing meals. But he's calling us to come sit down and eat with him. So we want the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Even we want to talk in the Spirit. We want to, you know, talk in tongues. We want to see the healings. We want to see the prophesies, the words of knowledge, all those things. But we're not wanting to come and sit with him and have fellowship with the Spirit. How amazing is that? God is saying, come. Come sit. I want to talk with you. I want you to walk with me this road. Wherever you go, I want you to communicate with me because I want to show you things. I want to strengthen you in things. Whenever you don't know what to do, you know, I want to show you, but talk to me. The thing is, we have to invite the Spirit. We cannot just ignore the Spirit. We have to say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I want to surrender to you. I want you to take over my life. You came to help me on this earth. Why am I trying these things out of my own? Why am I trying to fight these battles on my own? You know, we get tired of fighting because we don't allow the Spirit to help us in our daily walk, in what we do and where we go. But Jesus is saying, I died for you so that I can be with you on this earth. I am for you. Listen to this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you understand that scripture a bit better? Greater, my English, is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How profound is that? The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. Have you read that scripture? The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. How insanely cool is that? Don't you feel you can go and conquer Goliath? Because the Spirit is living in you. He wants to lead you. He wants to help you. He wants to show you the way. He wants you to fight those battles through the Spirit. You know, when I struggle with self-pity, then I'm not going to be like, you know, I know, we're so good with it, our girls. Maybe it's just me too. I feel so sorry for myself, you know. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, but you mustn't feel sorry for yourself. That's not a Christian, you know. Don't do that. That's not good. That's actually sin. You can't do it. Or am I going to be like, Holy Spirit, help me with the self-pity. Help me. I cannot do this on my own. Help me in everyday walking. You know, and through the years, né, if I ever that thought comes into my mind, I'm like, no, you know, just go away. It doesn't have any effect on me, not because of anything I've done, but the Spirit that's fighting war against my flesh, saying, no, leave this child alone. I'm fighting for her. You know, God will fight for you, but we have to come and sit. We have to communicate. We have to invite the Spirit to come and live in us, to say, you know what, I give you control. I want to follow you. I want to obey you, Holy Spirit. I want to obey you. You know, I like what Mike Bickle says. He says, the amount we talk to the Holy Spirit is the amount we obey the Holy Spirit. So if we don't talk to the Holy Spirit, we won't obey him. Say on a scale from 1 to 10, if you talk to the Spirit 1 or 2, you will obey the Spirit 1 or 2. The more we have fellowship, you know, the more you get to know someone, you know, the better your relationship gets. The more you communicate, the better your relationships get. God is inviting us to speak to the Holy Spirit. I've lost my place. Let's see where I am. It was so cool this Friday. I was sitting at this cafe. I won't say the place's name. And this waiter came and he was waiting there. And I'm preparing sermon and concentrating, praying in the Spirit. You know, when you get into it, you're like, you don't see anyone around you. I think the people must think I'm crazy. I'm sitting there. You know, you're like in another world as you're sitting there. But this guy came and I'm like, he's like wanting to wait for me and stuff. And his name is Emmanuel. And as he says Emmanuel, I started crying. I'm like, what do you mean your name's Emmanuel? You know, it's like, now I'll cry again. But it's just like the love of God for us. He's like, I'm giving you a waiter today to say to you, yes, I am with you. Emmanuel, God with us. How insanely cool is that? Okay, so I was sitting there, and this guy was watching me, and I'm thinking, yo, this guy's name is God with us. And he walks away, and I look at him, and I'm like, yo, he looks like he's a bit hard in his heart. You know, I must truly tell him he must come back to God. You know, that's the thoughts going on in my heart, in my head. Now, it's not necessarily bad thoughts. Like, I would love for him to come back to God, you know, but I immediately judge this guy just as he's looking. You know, as he's like concentrating, he's running around, and I immediately had a thought in my mind, yes, he must come back to God. And I'm preparing there, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Like, you decided that on your own now. You didn't trust in me, you didn't ask me, you didn't follow my leading. You were just doing this on your own. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, Holy Spirit, I ask you that you will talk to this guy. I don't want to talk to this guy. I want you to talk to this guy. Lead me in what I must say to this guy. You know? And he comes back and we talk and look at him and I say one word or one sentence. I said to him, you have a good heart. Now, I know that wasn't in my mind. That was not what I was going to tell him. I wanted to tell him, come back to Jesus. I said to him, you have a good heart. I'm like, where's this coming from? In a moment, that guy looks like a different person. In a moment, something lights up in his face that I haven't seen before. So Saturday, I go there again. I'm like, they don't think I'm going to see him again. Yes, Emmanuel, but Emmanuel is the friendliest guy I've ever met. He's like, he's shining. Even before he saw me, he's like jumping around there doing stuff. You know, I don't know what God did in his heart, but I know the Holy Spirit did it. It wasn't me. And I think the Holy Spirit wants to come and work through us like that. He wants to work in us for us to, you know, fight this war and also to work through us to see his kingdom come on earth. Okay, next point. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to say or to pray, for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I love praying. I'm like, intercession, yeah, let's go, you know? Love it. I love that warring. You can ask Nikki. Nikki? Yeah. Okay. But the thing about intercession is it's a place where we are weak. You know? If we say it's not necessary to pray, we're actually saying we can do it all. But if we say, I need to pray, it talks about a place of weakness and saying, Lord, I cannot do this, but I give you everything. And here in this scripture, it's saying, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For when we do not know what to pray even, the Spirit comes and intercedes for us. You know, and I've interceded and prayed many times in my life, but there's so often, I don't know what to pray. Have you been in that situation? You know, the situation is just too big, or, you know, or you're just too overwhelmed. You do not know what to pray. And it says, the Spirit comes and intercedes for you. Now, in a sense, I think that is praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. You know, if you don't know what that is, come to Encounter One this weekend, Wednesday evening. Come and join us. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the gifts and all of those things. This week again, Thursday evening, after Bible school and stuff, I go and I lie in bed and my head is running. Like it's all over the show. And it's so difficult for me to concentrate. And I try to read and I try to pray, but nothing wants to work. Like I'm just like, and I'm thinking, okay, I had a strong coffee. It's probably the strong coffee, you know. But few minutes I fall asleep, I wake up the next morning, still I feel the same. I try to pray, I try to read the word, nothing is happening. I'm like, I can't concentrate, I can't read the word. I try to worship, and I'm thinking it must still be the strong coffee, which is impossible because I just slept all night. But anyways, and I'm sitting there doing some work. Next morning I'm just like, no, what is this feeling? It's something is pushing, something is on me, or I don't know what's going on, and I go on my knees, and I just want to pray in my own words, and I'm like, I don't know what to pray, but you know what, I'm going to pray in the Spirit now. I'm so glad Marnus and them weren't at home. They probably ran away, but I'm just like praying in the Spirit, and as I start to pray in the Spirit, I know the Spirit is doing something. I don't know if you've ever prayed in the Spirit, and you're like, I don't know what's happening, but something's happening. You know, I can feel that there's fight going on. You know, the one moment I'm fighting in the Spirit, the next moment I want to cry. You know, maybe it's just the woman, but, you know, but something's happening and the Spirit is doing something. And it was probably a minute and then it was gone. And I sat there and a peace came over me. And I was like, no ways. No ways, Lord, who are you? That you would come and through your Spirit intercedes for, I don't know what happened there. I don't know if I was praying for myself or, you know, whoever. But God did something there and something broke and God said, you know what, in your weakness I will come. And I love that scripture that says, and we prayed it this morning, my grace is sufficient for you, for in my weakness your strength is made perfect. Don't try to be strong. Trust the Holy Spirit. He wants to fight these things for you. But invite him in. Go and sit at the table where he wants to communicate with you. This preaching is going very quickly. I don't know if it's me or what. Anyways. But what is But what is so profound for me about this is, why is this fight so important? If God said, I'm sending my son to die for you so that I will be in you, why was this so important for the Lord to die so that he can send his Holy Spirit to be in us, to fight, to war against this world? Have you ever thought about that? Because God loves you. He loves you. You know, we always say this, but do we really believe this? That God loves you. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son. He loves you. He has a plan for you. On this earth, he has a plan for you. And he said, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit so that you can fight against these things, so that you can walk in the plan that I have for you. You're not alone. You're not alone. God, Emmanuel, God with us. The Spirit is with us. He's walking with you. Wherever you go, he's walking with you. And more than that, there's eternity. And we spoke about this last week at Awaken. And we were challenged by it that we're not just living for this world. We're living for eternity. And for those of you who went there, we had this illustration of a long string. And then the first part is our life on earth. And then the rest of the part just goes on forever and ever and ever. And you know what we do? We just live for this part. But we forget that whatever we do in this part determines what's happening in the next string, which goes on forever. And God's saying, I died for you so that you can live this part amazingly in the purposes that I have for you, but also that you can spend eternity with me. I want you to win. I want you to fight, but I want you to win. That's why I said, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to work out of your weaknesses, out of your strength, and try and fight this on your own. I'm sending you the Spirit to fight with you, to prepare a way for you, to help you in your weaknesses. You know, how often do we say, Holy Spirit, help me? Simple way of starting to talk with the Holy Spirit is just simply saying, thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me with my lust. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me in my marriage. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me with this and this and this and this. You know, we always want to fight things and nothing happens. How do we know that the Holy Spirit is in us? We see the fruits. We see it. Slowly but surely, we see things are changing in us. You know, I want to be a better husband. So God, suddenly I'm starting to be a better husband because the Holy Spirit is helping me. But if I try it of my own, I might try and do all the right stuff. But in the meantime, my heart is just like broken. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be a perfect wife. I don't know how to serve my husband, whatever. But the Holy Spirit, the moment we ask, he's come and show us. You know, and this we must also remember, that sometimes we want it now. You know, I want to speak to the Spirit now and he must help me now and tomorrow it must happen. I must be the best person ever. But I can't remember who said it. I think it's David Wilkerson. He said, if you eat too much today, you know, you think you're going to eat today, it's going to last you for the rest of the year. You know that's not going to happen, right? So why do we want to do it with the Spirit? We want everything now and must last us for the rest of the year. No, you must have every little bit, every single day, every step of the way. Walk in the Spirit, communicate with the Spirit. You know what I love about the Spirit? It's teaching us about Jesus. I think that's probably the best prayer to pray, is to say, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and show me how to be like Jesus. Because in the end of the day, that is why we are here, is to be like Jesus. You know, I had a dream last year, and the dream was I walked into the church, and all of a sudden started speaking, and I said, Jesus is not here. What are we doing if Jesus is not here? You know? Let's go to where Jesus is. We want to be like Jesus in the Spirit. That's the best prayer to pray. Teach me how to be like Jesus on this world. Don't you want to be like Jesus? He's amazing. I think I want to be like him. And the thing about Jesus is he's coming back. We don't preach this often enough, but Jesus is coming back. And he's coming for a pure and spotless bride. What does that mean? I don't know. He's coming back for his church. He's coming to come and fetch us. It's going to be a glorious day. Jesus appearing and we're standing there. But we must remember about the others that we also want to stand there. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit. He wants to teach us and show us. How do we speak to the people out there? Lord, I cannot do it on my own. I've tried. It doesn't work. My jokes doesn't work, you know. My inviting, it doesn't work. But Lord, you can. Show me through your Spirit, because I know the first part of communication with the Spirit is when you come and convict our hearts. From there on, we have to invite you, but you want us to come to give our lives to Christ. So let's surrender to the Holy Spirit. Let's surrender to the working of the Holy Spirit. Let's go and sit at the table of the Holy Spirit. Let's not just be interested in the gifts and all the fancy meals. Let's go sit at the table. You know, we prayed it on Tuesday night, and I truly believe that this church is going to be a church that invites people to come and sit at the Lord's table. So you are welcome. You are loved. The Lord wants to fellowship with you. He wants to talk with you. He has a purpose with you. He has an eternal life for you. You know, if you in your heart this morning are not sure if you're excited about eternal life, then you better start talking to the Spirit. We must start getting excited, spending eternity with Jesus Christ. How awesome is that? I want you to close your eyes. I feel God wants to do something. If you're this morning and you're just like, wow, I haven't been talking to the Spirit. I haven't been walking in the Spirit, but Lord, I really want to. You know, God is not saying today to you, you're so bad. How can you not have listened to me? No, he's saying, come. He's saying, here's my Spirit. Don't forget about my Spirit. I place myself in you to be with you, to lead you, to fight for you. You know, in this world, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome this world. I am living in you. This doesn't mean the fight is over, by the way. Doesn't mean the fight is over, but I'm strengthening you. The ruler of this earth is still there, but I am for you, so I place myself in you so that you can fight this fight. So that you can see my kingdom come. If you are here this morning and you're like, Lord, I want to get back to that place where I communicate with you, Father, you know, and we can pray this. Holy Spirit, help me to come back to you, to invite you again into my life. We're going to spend a bit of time in prayer where we're going to pray for each other and just talk about it maybe. And I pray about the Holy Spirit and all of that. But before that, just feel God has some words for us here this morning. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are good and that you are merciful and that you are kind, Father, and that, Lord, you look at your children and you're saying, I love you. I love you. I created you just as you are. You are in this place for a reason. I have put you here. The things that's going on in your life, it's not too hard. It's not too tough. I want to help you with those things. Your purpose, people are saying to you that you're a failure. The voices inside of you are telling you that you're a failure. You're having fears about where you're going, but I'm telling you today, I am in you. I help you. I strengthen you. I will show you the way. Trust in me. Come to me. Come sit with me. Start talking to me. I want to talk to you. And Father, thank you, Lord, that you're just washing, Father, your love and your grace and your mercy, Lord, over us today. And just saying, Lord, that you're proud of us, where we are and what we're doing, Father, and that you have a purpose with us. Your purpose is perfect. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you, Father. I pray for Don, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that he's a strong man in you, Father, that you have created him for a time such as this, Lord. You say, Lord, that you see his heart, Lord. You see the things in his heart, Father, but you say you're sending your spirit, Lord, and you will show him the way, Father, and you will not leave him as an orphan, Father, but you will be with him all the way, Father. You have prepared the way before him, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. Yeah, Lord, and I thank you for that guy from East London, Father. I thank you, Lord, that his name is written in the book of life, Father. You're saying, Lord, that he's called by name and that he is yours, Lord. And whatever decisions he has to make now, Lord, that he can trust in you, that the Holy Spirit will lead him and guide him in where he has to go, Father, that you know the plans that you have for him, Father, and that it's good, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are here. Father, thank you, Lord, that you are good, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are merciful. And Father, I feel, even today, as we're talking about the good fight of faith, that you want to raise up warriors in this room that will not only fight against the flesh with the spirit, but will see principalities and things fall down because they trust you and they walk with you. And they, Father, pray in the spirit and war in the spirit, intercede in the spirit. And Tenji, Father, thank you for Tenji, Father, that you're raising her and calling her, Father, because you've called her, Father, to stand up and to fight for those who can't fight for themselves. Father, thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you protect her. Thank you, Lord, that you keep her safe. Father, thank you, Lord, that she will trust in you, in Jesus' name. Yes, Father, thank you that nothing is impossible with you. And we want to believe that, and we want to hold on to that. And Father, that nothing is impossible in Durban, Father, and nothing is impossible in our hearts, in our families, and we trust you today. Come and take control, Father, in our lives and in our church, in our marriages, Lord, that we can surrender to you. We want to fight the good fight, Lord. And it's so much fun and so much better to know that we're fighting it with you, that you actually are fighting it on our behalf. Come and war against the flesh, Lord. Come and war against the flesh for your glory and for your kingdom, Father. Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to turn 2-2-3-3 to each other. You know, sometimes when we sit like this, it's good to talk about something. Just say, this is what I feel. This is my walk with the Spirit. Let's pray together. Instead of us all coming to the front this morning, or what, you know, let's turn to each other. And let's pray. Let's say, you know what, this is my walk with the Spirit, but I'm hungry for the Spirit. I want to know the Spirit. I want to walk with the Spirit. 2-2-3-3, wherever you feel comfortable, you know, share a bit, and then we'll pray for each other. Okay.